Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to sound like Santa Claus, like Christmas in July, Merry Laxmas in July. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Laxmas. Hey, everybody. Now, this is crazy, man. This is crazy, you guys. Check this out. Hold on. Oh, the music doesn't want to shut off. Hold on. Oh. The music doesn't want to shut off. Kind of like Team 91 Crush doesn't want to shut off. They just keep it going. They just keep it rocking. They just keep it rolling. Yeah, boy. All right, everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Laxmore, my partner, is with his youngster doing a swim meet. So this he's gonna fix it up sometime tomorrow to also simulcast this later on a date tomorrow on MLL Radio, Major League Lacrosse Radio, and Laxmore Radio Experience. But you guys, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Segment one on my Lax Youth Nation show. We're continuing with Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by the Coca-Cola Company. Tonight, we have the champions, Team 91 Crush. You go crush. It's not just crush. It's crush because they grind you. They torture you for a while. It's just not push. You're just smashing it. Nah, man, they just crush you for a little while. It's crazy, man. It's crazy watching those kids play. Later on segment two, we have on my segment two called MLL Now, we have the GM. Let's just put it this way, man. Without letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak, we're going to have Texas Lacrosse. And what's up with Houston? Yeah, you get where I'm going, everybody, on that. Are we going to have the general manager on? Is JoJo Wardrummer breaking all barriers and breaking groundbreaking news? Are we going to have the general manager on? Well, stay tuned a little later. But right now, without further ado, man, we have Team 91 Crush, and we're going to go in order of appearance, man, because the Wardrummer hotline on right now. You know what? Come on out. There you go. Okay, who do we have on the horn?
Hey, JoJo, it's Jason.
Jason, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, man. I'm quite ecstatic that Team 91 Crush is on the horn. And Jason, take it. Hey, I'm kind of glad you spoke up first for a quick sec because you're the goalie for the world champion Team 91 Crush, but I want you to tell everybody that you and your the other goalie, you guys hold no bars on the 6x6 cage, and you guys are just as good as each other. But can you let everybody know why you didn't get much playing time this World Series, the inaugural season?
Well, I had a broken collarbone, so I got cleared for the series, but I had a plate made for my shoulder so I could play in it.
So you had to be very cautious, and it was very smart from your parents, very smart from yourself and the coach's decision to be very careful with you, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. You obviously had a lot of great times and fun memories and everything, right?
Yeah, I did. It was great. It was so much fun.
This is awesome. Hey, Jason, a quick question for you, Jason Tingay. Are you eligible to compete to try out for the World Series Youth Lacrosse next season, next year, part two?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll be cleared by then. I've been playing tournaments, and I've been doing great in them.
More specific, I meant more specifically your age, the age group.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yes.
Very good. Because your birthday falls on this particular day where you could play one more year, huh?
Oh, sorry, JoJo. I won't be able to play.
Oh, your age group.
Yeah, I won't be able to. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we won't be able to play.
But some of the team will. Oh, okay, well. That's for me personally, that's kind of heartbreaking news, man, because I wanted to see you out there. But I know I'll see you in the near future and in the future playing as well.
Yes.
Do we have any coach for Team 91 on the horn, on the War Drum Roll?
Yeah, JoJo, this is Coach Polina. I'm on right now.
Coach Polina, how are you?
Good, I'm doing great. Jason actually was lying to you. I'm bringing him out to be the starting goalie for the Lizards this weekend against your Outlaws. We were going to make you a surprise, but you're like family with us now, so we thought this is a great opportunity to break the news on your show.
I love it, Coach Molina. That's cool, man. Hey, breaking news. Jason Tinge will be stepping in for Drew Adams. you can step in his – he's pretty tall. You can step in his five-hole position right there and just block all those. That's cool. Hey, Coach Molina, so, you know, I see the IL Invitational, you know, Inside Across Invitational, and I think that's wonderful news that five of the Team 91 got accepted and selected. But to me, I'm honestly quite a little bit surprised on how more Team 91 was not on there, particularly.
Well,
what
happened, JoJo, it was a recruiting invitational, as you know. But one of the things was it's for older teams and older players, so. Our team challenged itself, instead of playing in our age group like we did in Denver, this was an opportunity for us to kind of play against, you know, 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds and challenge ourselves against your older kids. And I couldn't be more proud of our kids. You know, we played against Ben with our boys, and our kids represented our product really well. We wound up making it to the championship game and losing to a tough team from upstate. But a lot of really bigger, much, much larger, stronger kids. But our kids, they battled really hard. There were a lot of Division I college coaches there. And the level of interest in them, even at a young age, I actually had conversations with Coach Petromala. I had conversations with, you know, a lot of the – Coach Metzbauer from North Carolina, a lot of Division I coaches that were there. Coach Orson from the University of Denver was present.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just gushing about the kids. They couldn't believe how young they were and that they were, you know, they were competing against. The team we played today had four Division I commits. They had two defensemen, one that's going to North Carolina and one for Maryland. You know, they had a very, very talented team. So this was a great opportunity for us to raise the bar for the boys, you know, because I think you saw, you know, in Denver what it's like for the boys when they play against their own age group. So this was a chance for them to really be challenged.
That's crazy. Coach, you know, like while we were here in Denver witnessing just the craziness that Team 91 brought to the lacrosse field. We were my colleague for MLR Radio and Lacrosse Radio Experience, Lacrosse himself, and a few others said we got to check your age. But I say let's not check their age. Let's check if they're actually even human, man. That's crazy, man. But then only humans can inspire to be that great. You know what I mean?
We've gotten great buzz since we've gotten back from the World Series, and with the game being on ESPN, it was a really nice opportunity for the boys' talent level to be showcased. You know, and then I think one of the really nice things for the boys as well was for them to meet kids from different areas, of the United States, you know, to interact with, you know, some of the players from the Dallas team, or, you know, from the 3D Colorado team, or the Denver Elite team, you know, and just from some different areas, and kind of be able to, you know, show some mutual respect for one another, and kind of, you know, for the love of the, you know, the love of the game, you know, to kind of have something in common, which was pretty neat experience for the boys.
Awesome, cool. Hey, Coach, I'm going to send in the near future, get Team Bandits on the show sometime soon.
Oh, they're a handful. They're a little different than these Crush Kids. You know, the Crush Kids are really, you know, the Bandits, they're a little different. They're more of like the NFL. You know, they're great, though. You'll enjoy them. Jojo, what I did was, I extended the invite to a bunch of the boys to be on the show tonight. Like, you and I kind of got back. So there are a bunch of the boys on the horn now. So if you wanna have them introduce themselves, and then this way they all get an opportunity to speak, because you know, I'm sure you'd rather talk to them than me.
No, I love talking to all of you guys, man. Yeah, Coach. So if you stay on just in case, we're gonna get you on again.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, we had Coach Joe Spolina of Coach. Let's just say he's a coach of lacrosse. He coaches New York Lizards, Stony Brook, the T91 squads. Anyways, we had Jason Tingay. Who else is on the horn here on the It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wojcik?
Hey,
JoJo,
it's Joey.
I think you had a twin out there, Joey. Okay, Joey's up next on the horn. Joey Spolina, pretty much one of the – I handed you the Coca-Cola, one of the superstars for Team 91 Crush. And how are you doing? And how did you – what did you take away from the inaugural year of World Series of Youth Lacrosse?
I'm doing good. I mean, it's a great experience for us just to be on TV. And I bet you a lot of college coaches out there were watching that game. And, I mean, we showed everyone in the world who we are and how good we are, I guess. And we kind of showed people that, because we're a majority of us are small kids. So we showed how size of, I guess, depend on anything.
Ah, great, excellent point. Because, you know, you look at the NFL, National Football League, NBA, National Basketball Association, and even a lot of times the NHL and hockey and stuff, they're always, the media, the coaches, the general manager, everybody's always talking about size, and in particular, how big they are, how tall they are, and stuff like that. But lacrosse brings another aspect to that, because you don't have to be that. You could. Can you do it? I mean, yeah, look at Miles Jones. The guy's tearing up the NCAA. But look at the little guys and everything, like Jordan Wolf in the MLL. Look at Joey Spolina at the World Series Youth Lacrosse. Yeah, excellent point, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, you reminded me of something, Joey, real quick, okay? Hey, Team 91 Crush. So I handed a few of the players, you know, and Coach a Coca-Cola, because, you know, World Series Youth Lacrosse is presented by the Coca-Cola Company. And I had one for myself, too, that I picked out during that time. And mine is called Adventurer, because I wanted to venture into the world of Team 91 Crush. I was patient, and I was waiting, and here it comes. I don't know if you heard that, but I just finally opened up mine.
Yeah.
Finally took a drink of my Coca-Cola. And I was waiting for about a minute. Okay, you guys. So, hey, Joe, we're going to get to other people, because I don't want anyone dropping off the phone line. Anyone stay on?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jojo, it's Aiden. Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aiden. Hey, Aiden, I'm glad you called too, because I really dig your charisma on and off the field, man. you have like the way you play on the field. Like you have, like I'm sure your coaches and your parents know and everything. You have like I don't know how to say it, but like a smile, like an addicting smile that you have on the when you take off your helmet, and then even when you have your mouth guard in, you have that same smile on your face. And I was watching even when you were playing. Man, what's up with that?
Yeah, I just try to stay positive throughout the game. Just look at all the bright sides. Even if I mess up, come off, still hustle hard and everything like that. So.
And one of the games, I think it was the second game you came off of World Series Youth Lacrosse, and you came out the field, and I said, Aiden, I just laughing, man, because I'm just a bit puzzled. I was like, man, you guys did really good today that game. And you looked at me with that smile, and you said, oh, we did. You remember what you said?
Yeah, yeah. I said, yeah, we did okay. I was very happy with how. Yeah, it was good how everyone played together as a team and everything. We moved the ball, and that's what our team does. And that's how we beat the bigger kids like we did this weekend. Except we came up short, but we got to the championship.
Hey, was that pun intended? You came up short?
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool stuff, man. I'm really digging it, Aiden. Yeah, everyone stay on the horn again because I'm going to get to another person. Aiden, man, I'm glad you called in, man. Who else do we have on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer?
Hey, JoJo. It's Brennan O'Neill.
Brian O'Neill, how are you, man? Hey, Brian, you kind of sound like they're going to be loving you. You sound like you're in college or something.
You're like, you're a little older.
Brian O'Neill, how are you, man?
I'm doing good.
Everyone, this is Brian O'Neill. He's no relation to Shaquille O'Neill because they spell their names different. O'Neill here spells his name O. And EIL. Hey, but you're a big man on campus, just like Shaq was at when he played at LSU, when he played with the Orlando Magic and the Lakers and Miami Heat. You're a big man on campus, even though you guys were defeated against the bigger kids this past weekend. But how fun was that?
It was a lot of fun playing against the bigger kids.
Any good stuff coming out of you specifically during this past tournament?
Yeah, I think I did pretty good against them. What's different about them is they can recover really quick, so we didn't get all those open opportunities, but we moved the ball pretty well. I think I did a pretty good job.
Ah. Okay. So you got a lot of playing time and everything?
Yeah.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Well, hey, stay on the horn, stay on the Wardrum Roll Hotline, O'Neill. Who else do we have on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrum?
Xavier Arlen.
X. Xavier. Yeah, the X-Man. Hey, I'm glad you called too. Xavier, I've been wanting to give you a nickname. Your nickname is the X-Factor. And then again, pun intended again, because your name is Xavier. You could be the X-Man, meaning the X-Men, because you're like the X-Men from the Marvel movie series and comics and everything like that. You like your name, your nickname?
Yeah, I mean, I have ever since I was little, I had different nicknames, X-Men, X-Factor, all sorts of different things. So whatever people call, I take is fine.
Yeah.
your fellow teammates on Team 91 Crest are messing with you.
Oh, I didn't hear what they said.
My guy. My guy, Bart.
Bart.
All right, Bart.
My guy.
Hey, and you could tell him that's right because anybody on the opposing field, that's my guy, because you could cover him, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so X-Man, so how did you like World Series Youth Lacrosse?
Oh, I thought it was a great experience. I've never played in a tournament like it before, and so I've heard a lot of everywhere I go around town, I hear congratulations. Tournaments that I go to, everyone knows about it. So I thought it was a great experience, and it's going to be unforgettable.
Yeah. Same here, man. Lots of fun, lots of memories, lots of fun memories. Who else do we have on the War Drum Roll Hotline? Hello? Anyone else we have? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm still here.
Hey, McAdory. Let's get McAdory. Hey, McAdory, you there?
Yeah.
Hi. How's it going, Andrew?
Everything's good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm glad Team 91 Crush is on my Lax Youth Nation show on MLL Radio. Hey, Aiden, Andrew McAdory, your initials. Do you have a nickname yet?
Yeah, everybody calls me
Mac. Okay. All right. Okay, I think Georgia Wardrobe is going to give you another nickname as well.
What is it?
Your initials are AM, right? Meaning like that's AM, like in the morning, and you got to wake up pretty early in the morning to beat you at the face off, man. So AM, that's your initials. Sometimes we could just call you AM because you're bright and early, man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, the only one that gave you, as far as what I've seen, the only one that gave you trouble that you guys were battling like Major League Lacrosse players. Was the Rising Suns man? You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Schaefer, right?
Yeah.
You and Schaefer were like battling, man. It was like watching Greg Grinlian and versus Greg Grinlian, or you know what I mean? Or I couldn't think of anybody else to closely match. But, I mean, it was. It was crazy watching you guys fight out the X, man. What did you think of that particular battle with Schaefer?
He's very talented, just quick hands, and we did pretty well against each other. We went probably like 50-50. He's pretty good.
You guys were battling, McAdory, and I took a video of you. Remember when I took a video of you facing off?
Yeah.
I have not posted it yet. Look for that this coming week. I'm just posting videos and pictures and stuff little by little to keep the live feed going, to make it feel like it's still live. But that video that you posted, it like seriously, like it's like scary, man. It's like watching a scary movie. It's like boosh. Either that or watching like a terrific thriller action packed movie, man. Because the way you just camp on that ball, it's like I was like whoa. That's why I told you. I was like, can you do that again? Because I missed it. I don't know how, but like, I had my camera on record and it missed it somehow. That's how fast and power pumping that was, man. Hey, go ahead and stay on the phone, AM, because you're early in the morning always. Do we have Bardak on the horn, on the War Drum Roll Hotline?
I don't believe Chris is on. Is anybody else on that hasn't announced themselves?
Hey, JoJo, it's Trevor Kessel.
Okay,
Trevor,
how are you?
TK. Hey, I'm good. How
about you? I'm doing all right, man. Hey, TK. Yeah, oh, man, you know what? Do you have a nickname yet?
Yeah, it's TK.
TK.
Well, your TK could be like TK, man, because you totally knock people out. TKO. <Yeah. laughs> TK, how was your fun experience at the World Series Youth Lacrosse?
I think it was great. It like opened us up to like, you know, being on TV and like introduced us to new people and like all that stuff, like to like
new
people. Like... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear. And like to like, you know, like the locker room and stuff like that, having assistance to everything, you know?
I do know. I mean, I'm not totally in your shoes, but I get some kind of feeling how it is, but not as much as you guys because you guys were the winners. How does it feel being the champions for the World Series Youth Lacrosse?
It feels great, you know. Like you go like anywhere you go, people know who you are. Tournaments anywhere, you wear like you know they give us out the hats and stuff. You wear that, and everyone's like, "Oh, congratulations." And, it feels great.
That's awesome, man. They need to get you guys on. I don't want to get any plugs out there, but there's a commercial that goes, you know, great or something like that. You know what I mean? They need to get you guys on.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony the Tiger.
There you go. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, but there you go. Yep. I want to wardrobe you guys into that commercial though. Who else do we have? Let's get somebody else some airtime, you guys. Man, this is awesome, Coach. How Coach Lee left it open for the whole team, man. This is beautiful. Okay, who else is on the wardrobe roll hotline?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I think
Joe, a couple other people, because there's more on the line that actually haven't got on yet. Okay, anyone that has not got some airtime yet on the radio show right now from Team 91 Crush, go ahead and say something.
Maybe we have some parents on just listening and making sure that their boys are saying the right things.
That's true. Oh, who was that? You could be right, Coach.
Jojo, you don't have to find out tomorrow night.
What is tomorrow?
Jojo.
Tomorrow, oh, really?
The Wizards are playing out on Saturday.
Yeah. Coach, that'd be cool if we get a chance to meet up or something.
Yeah, we're going to be flying in. We have practice Friday and then we'll play Saturday. So,
Coach, are you bringing in, like, most of the squad?
We're bringing in, you will see most of our starters. Gorinlian will be there, Rabel, Pinnell. We'll have most of our guys.
This is awesome, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys. And this is the Denver Outlaws Major League Lacrosse team franchise. We'll be battling the New York Lizards franchise. And Coach, how excited are you that New York is now called New York? Because me, I love it that you guys are now officially, you know, as of this whole season, called New York now.
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty cool just to say that you're, you know, coaching a New York franchise, professional sports franchise. I think that's pretty cool, and I think it kind of helps with the branding of the team to be, you know, in New York. It sounds very professional, you know, as opposed to, you know, something that's more localized. So this kind of connects us to the Tri-State area, where lacrosse is obviously real important, and you know, it's I think a nice way of endearing ourselves to some different, you know, close by areas.
Yeah, I agree. New York is, you know, arguably the biggest market in the United States, and what, you know, for sports and a lot of other things. So I think it's a smart, great move for you guys to collaborate with Major League Lacrosse and call it New York Lizards. Hey, and I also had, you know, is Big Al coming down?
He is not coming down.
Ah, bummer. Bummer. I love hanging out with Big Al. Hey, okay, so check this out, man. I was asking the team, you know, your Team 91 Crush, if they're going to make it back for the for next year, but some of them, you know, the age will they'll be allowed to come back, and some of them won't. But coach, Selena, let everybody know that the whole team is eligible to. Yeah. Oh, I know you are, Joey. I know you are, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again, man. I'm looking forward to like being in disbelief again. but coach, where I was going was the team maybe forgot or something like that. The whole team is welcomed back to say, hey, this was the champions last year. You remember what Body by Jake said?
Yeah, he invited them all back?
Yeah, remember Jake Sanfield at the press conference, he said that the winners of the winning team of World Series Youth Lacrosse presented by the Coca-Cola Company is going to be welcomed back to not necessarily to play, but to, like, say these are the defending champ, these are the champions.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, I think it's it was the Final Four, and people have been asking me what it was like, and, you know, I told everybody it was a Final Four experience for youth lacrosse. You know, they were all the gear and the treatment, and you know, it was first class across the board, and obviously you were a big part of that.
Thank you, Joe. That means a lot. It was awesome. Hey, Coach. We had over like I know it's a lot more now, but during the World Series Supercross, July 2nd, 3rd, and the early morning of the 4th, we had over 10,000 listeners listening to the MLR Radio and XM Radio Experience.
Oh wow, that's incredible. That's so good. like I said, remember I was telling you, you know, me being in Chesapeake that day in Annapolis for the Lizard game and being able to listen to the, you know, to the broadcast of the game. You know, was such a nice thing, and you know, I even know some of the boys' grandparents who, if they were too old to travel, were able to listen to their grandsons and be on the radio. And I think that's a way of connecting, you know, generations and families that are, you know, unable to be part of something to make them feel part of it. So, I think the radio part was probably my favorite part. Like, even parents on the sidelines were listening to the radio broadcast while they're watching the game live. Which I think is really cool.
Yeah, that was so totally cool. And also, we have been welcomed us and you know the whole crew that was you know the sideline reporting broadcast. All of us, we've been welcomed back by World Series Youth Across to do it again next year.
They better welcome you guys back. You guys are the best.
Thank you, Coach. Hey, Coach. Speaking of the Final Four, we're going to have MLL. We're going to have on my segment MLL now coming up. And we have a special guest on the horn right now. So if you could just hold on, MLL Texas, just for a quick minute, because I want to ask Coach Joe Spallina here something else. Coach, speaking of the Final Four, the Rising Sun, the Crabs Across, the 3D and Across Colorado, and of course Team 91 Crush end up being the champions. Was there another team that you were probably thinking that were so close to making the Final Four that just barely missed it?
Yeah, you know, the team that impressed me the most out of all the teams there, that obviously wasn't us, was the team Michigan Warriors. I didn't expect, mm-hmm. you know, going into the tournament much, and I'm not so sure they weren't the second-best team in the tournament. I think, you know, they had a close game with the Crabs there. You know, and I thought that they really did a heck of a job. They were very impressive when I watched them play. You know, so I think that was a team that I think was a pleasant surprise.
Hey, Joe.
You know, it speaks about the growth of the game.
I agree, and you know, like so, I 100% agree. I was thinking, well, I think Rising Suns. Obviously, it was Team 91 Crush, but I was looking at Rising Suns and Michigan Warriors, like you know, Patrick O'Hara and DJ Dixon and Steven Kandinovchek. Those kids were on fire. All the teams were really like outstanding. Okay, Coach, check this out. I want to keep you on the horn because if it's okay, I want to keep you on a couple minutes because I want you to I want to introduce you to my next guest. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. Yep.
Okay, everybody, this was my segment one. Was Lax Youth Nation on It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Right now we're on Ivy Radio, and we will be Laxworm, my colleague, my buddy. Laxworm will be posting it up on Laxworm Radio Experience on MLL Radio. Just find us on TuneIn. Go to the TuneIn app and find MLL Radio. Find Laxworm Radio Experience also on iTunes and everything like that. And without further ado, check this out, everybody. We have the MLL All-Star Game. Hey, wait, real fast. Team 91 Crush, stay on, Joe. Team 91 Crush. You're welcome to listen in on this on the next part of this radio station, at least for a little bit. But I want to thank you guys all for your time, and for your energy, and for your focus to come on my radio show right now. It was my honor and my pleasure having you on again, and I'm looking forward to actually having you guys on again in the future.
No problem, Joe.
Thank you, JoJo.
Thank you, JoJo.
Thank you.
Awesome, you guys are awesome. Kids, awesome people, off the field, on the field, and actually your parents. All of your parents were just quite simply marvelous and wonderful off during the games and even away from the games. Your parents, man, much respect to the way you guys are handling things out there with everything. Jeez, Team 91 Crush, man, rocking it. Hey, okay, without further ado, man, Texas, will they be getting a Major League Lacrosse team? They rocked it hardcore, and a special thanks to Savoy Sports Advisors, LLC, Timon Lorenzo. He did a marvelous job out there himself with an all-star game. And we have somebody that's formerly named as Prince. Cushman. JV, is he going to be the general manager of a Texas lacrosse team? Cushman, are you on the horn? Are you on the War Gym Roll hotline?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me, JoJo?
I can hear you, man. I also have some of the World Series, the Warrior World Series Youth Lacrosse presented by the Coca-Cola Company. I have some of the championship players. Team 91 Crush are listening to you right now, and I have the coach for them, Joe Spallina, on. You guys, can Coach Joe and General Manager Cushman, can you say hey to each other?
Yes, sir. I can hear him.
I can hear you. How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Good. How's it going? Same here.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Pretty excited about getting some lacrosse going down here in Texas. I can say that much.
Yeah, that's great news for the league. Hopefully the team, you know, everything goes through with the league and you guys are hopped in next year. That'd be great.
That's the plan right now. That's what we're looking at. So we're going through a lot of the steps to make it go and make it go through all the way. And we're getting pretty close here, so hopefully you might hear something from us soon.
Good.
Hey, Coach Joe and General Manager Cushman, can I ask you two the same questions? Joe, I know you probably got to do some stuff, but can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Okay, yep. Coach Joe and then Cushman, you answered after him. League gets more teams, like, you know, this coming year. Do you hope that they right away add one more home game and add one more away game, so a total of two more games throughout the season? Coach Joe, that you're on the horn for that.
Well, I think that's something the logistics of the league, they're going to have to look at. I know our home attendance has been super. So, you know, in New York, in the market with a lot of games, the marquee players that we've been able to bring in, I think it's really helped spike our attendance. I know our fans would be fine with adding an additional home game. I think that's something the logistics the league has to look at, because some venues are very difficult to get. But, you know, I like the idea of playing every team home and away. And these are some of the obstacles that the league going to have to encounter as expansion becomes, you know, more of a part of it, because, you know, you can't have 20 games. So if every time you add teams, you know, the schedule's got to expand, or there's got to be a different setup where you break up into divisions, and everybody in the division you play twice, and then everybody in the other division you play one time, but maybe it's just either home or away by luck from a draw. So those are some of the logistics I think that Commissioner Gross and his staff are going to have to figure out. I think, you know, from a league standpoint, expansion is needed. Haven't been invested in Major League Lacrosse for, you know, now this is, you know, I think I'm nearing my seventh or eighth year coaching in this league. There are so many talented players. You know, our practice squad is a good team. You know, every team's got guys on their practice squad that are legit players that should have a spot in the league, which bodes well for a franchise like Houston or Atlanta or, you know, who I've been hoping gets a team, Philadelphia, if they ever got a team. It's been successful. You know, so, you know, I think it's something that definitely enough talent in this league to expand to the point where the product can stay strong. And I think the home games are, you know, having an extra home and away. There's a lot that goes into that, but, you know, hopefully you know, the league can figure that part of it out.
Yeah, I mean,
100% agree.
I mean, I think he answered that. You think he covered all the bases on that one, JoJo?
Yeah, he did. Well, then I got another one. Let's run out of the crease. I'll let Brett Queener and even Jesse Schwartzman, how he's starting to do now. Okay, I got one out of the crease for you. Okay, Coach General Manager Cushman, Team 91 Crush is the Warrior World Series Youth Lacrosse Champions, and they just crushed it. Are you just gonna just get just hey, you could just say, hey, Jake Steinfeld, David Gross, we have our team right now, and you just could just get Team 91 Crush on there.
The only thing would make me happier to have some of that high level lacrosse being played right here in Houston. So that would be great for me, but that's not my decision right now. I'll give you that much.
Well, you have to hire me as a coach. It's a package deal, pal. So that's one of the things you have to do.
I kind of want to talk to some of the kids that you were talking to earlier. Maybe we can work something out and get a little older.
They wouldn't hurt. They wouldn't disappoint you. I'll tell you that.
Hey, and watch out there. Their parents are listening. But they
right.
So
they're going to be looking at those contracts. That's funny.
That's right. That's right.
Man. So, Team 91 Crush, from coaches to players, if you guys want to tune in, you guys can tune in still. If you guys need to do some stuff, I don't know, it's up to you guys, but you know what I'm saying?
All right, JoJo, I'm going to head out. I got to go do some laundry before I head out to Denver tomorrow. I'm going to try to ruin the home finale of your Outlaws there. We're going to try to get it done out there for the first time ever. So,
Well, you could try, but you know the it's hard to concentrate with the wardrobe going.
Tell me about it. But you were on my side when we were out there with the kids, so I'm hoping that you're still on my side, you know?
Beautiful.
Coach, so please contact me when you're in town, hopefully.
100%, I definitely will. It's thanks for having me on, and best of luck in Houston. If you guys need anything, advice or perspective or anything, feel free to ring me up.
Great, yeah, I appreciate it, definitely.
Awesome. And remember, I claimed Joey's arm guards from I claimed his arm guards with a signature.
We got it coming back to you. Don't worry.
Nice. What about me? What about this guy? What about this guy over here?
Hey, listen, there's a price for everything.
hey, Christian, I was the first one ever to get their autographs on the lacrosse ball and everything like that. So I got the team autograph on the lacrosse ball.
Nice.
All right, guys, have a great
cool.
evening.
You too, Coach. Team 91 Crush, thank you for joining Lax Youth Nation. It's a good day for the Crush with JoJo Wardrummer.
Thank you, JoJo.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
my
you.
Man.
Thanks, JoJo.
Thanks, JoJo.
You're welcome, you guys. Everybody, make sure you hit JoJo Wardrummer up on the Twitter and the Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff. Get all the bit lacrosse stuff. Hey, so GM, so what's going on with Houston? You and Timon are doing some crazy work in Houston, and what is the vibe down there in Houston? Because I know when I was there in person, it was a madhouse. And I mean that in a 100% positive, good way.
No, that's great. No, that is the attitude right now. Right now, it's just pure excitement. I mean, everybody's kind of coming out and wants to be part of this thing. It's just we're bringing the top level of lacrosse down to Texas. So we've been working with different stadiums. We'll be coming up with some fun names and stuff like that just to get all of everybody revved up here. So I think it's time for Texas to have this team, and we're about to put it on, I think.
Yeah. Coach, let's just say you guys get a team, okay? We're not going to let the cat out of the bag all the way. But let's just say Houston gets a team. What colors would you want to choose?
What colors? Well, right now, I think one of those strong color preferences we're looking at is red. We really like red. We think it identifies with what we've kind of decided is our team name. So at this point, that kind of ties into where we're going. And I think probably with red, you got to go with red, white, and blue because we represent the Lone Star State. We're proud of those colors, and they just happen to agree with America's colors too.
And then you guys would do a little bit differently than the Boston Cannons of their red, white, and blue?
Yep, I think so. I think since the team's going to be playing here in Houston, we might want to bring a little bit of lighter shade in the blue to remind us of the old teams that used to play here. They're no longer here. There's an old saying in Houston it's all about the blue here. So I think we're looking forward to it, just to have that. And it's going to be a nice little shade. You just wait. You're going to want some of our stuff. You just wait.
I already do, man. I already am excited. Is there any vibe with San Antonio and Dallas saying, like, hey, wait a minute. We say the team should come here first. What do you think about that?
Of course, everybody wants a team first. Everybody wants a team first. But look, we're in the largest, Texas is the biggest and the baddest, and you know the biggest and baddest city in Houston is Houston here in Texas. So that's kind of the way that we figure we're gonna send it.
I'm digging it, and then me from you know. Not living in Texas, but when I went to Houston, I loved the town. I loved the city. I loved the atmosphere, even outside of lacrosse. And then the sports is the sports part of it, you know. And then speaking of the lacrosse part specifically, I totally believe that Houston 100% deserves a team. And I think also, you know. And I think this is a good thing that I'm going to say this right now, so you can't get mad at me. I also think it would be a great thing for Dallas to get a team as well.
No, I think it's great for lacrosse. I mean, that's the thing. I think definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be, you know, we'll have probably a little Lone Star battle here and there. So that will bring a nice little rivalry. Every league needs a couple little rivalries in it. So hopefully we can have some fun. But, you know, gamesmanship is always important. We want to be good sports. It's a big thing for us. So. At the same time, we're gonna take it, but we'll take it out on the field. We'll meet them on the field. And we'll be friends after.
Awesome, and the BBVA Compass Stadium right there, right next to where the Houston Astros play. The stadium was an awesome stadium. The Major League Soccer team plays there, Dynamo. But would that be the stadium? Like, let's just say Major League Lacrosse gets the franchise in Houston. Would that be the same stadium that was at the All-Star game, or will it be another one?
It's going to be another one. The way we're looking at it now is U of H, University of Houston, just built an even newer stadium. So we're going to give you once again, we're in Houston, we got to get you something newer and better. So we're going into a newer stadium, and it's actually beautiful, and it's kind of just fit for lacrosse. And I'm almost excited just to show that thing off, as well as give it to our fans and let them have a great experience, because it's just a perfect venue for lacrosse, we think.
Whereabouts is like, give somebody an idea that only been to Houston like once or twice or something.
So, University is actually pretty close to downtown. It's pretty close to downtown, so we wanted to have kind of a central location. Most of the stadiums and professional stadiums here in Houston are downtown, so. Anything that's close to that, it kind of works because of the way it's kind of flat around here. Everybody just kind of feeds back into the middle. So it's an easy location for everybody all around us on 360 degrees to make sure they can get the games, and it's not going to be too big of a deal for them.
Ah, very, very cool. So there you go, right into downtown. And so that obviously, right, you know, easy traveling directions from the airports and because it's right next to the highways and the freeways and stuff.
Yep. It's actually, you can enter onto the University of Houston campus right off of I-45, which is a big thoroughfare.
Ah, fantastic. I like it. And are you allowed to divulge in, like, what are your favorite team names that you could call the team or something?
Well, I guess that kind of leads back into your question about the colors. But right now, I know where you're going, JoJo. You can't beat me at this game. Come on now. My lead right now, and I think the one we're going through, there's just a couple more boxes we have to check. But I'm proud to kind of announce it to you that I think we're leading with Texas Red Tails. So I think that's gonna be our game. We're gonna kind of go out there and dominate those skies.
That's cool. I like it. That's a cool little slogan, kind of. That could be one of your names that might make it as a slogan, huh? Your model.
I'm not there yet. Don't even try. I gave you one little snippet. Now you're asking for the slogan? Come on.
hey, Cushman. So check this out, man. How is it working with the Houston kids and within the offices, your office personnel and everything? Is it a lot of fun?
Oh, there's nothing better than it. It's nothing better because everybody here loves it. It's something that's been a passion. So, especially the kids. I mean, it's really the kids that I think really brought the team here. It's their excitement going on to their parents and the parents, and it's just grown, and it's got to the point where it's about time we had a team and made it happen. So, These guys who just work with us, we get interactions on a daily basis. It couldn't be more of a dream team. It really couldn't. So a special shout out to my team. Love you guys.
Awesome. Yeah, there you go. Do it, man. Hey. So GM Cushman, if Houston gets a team, and
yep.
you name your team, you name the colors and everything like that, when do you think it'll happen? Do you think it'll happen just this next season? We're gonna see the teams.
Yeah, you better believe it. We want to get that. We want to get on that field and start telling everybody how we do lacrosse here in Texas.
Awesome! This is so awesome. Hey, okay, coach. So check this out. Okay, we have the fans in Houston were wild. They were like the fanfare that you guys threw, and then when the all-star teams were playing for Major League Lacrosse on the field, the fans were, man, they were like on cloud 10 plus. And were you taken back a little bit? Were you just soaking it in? Were you saying like, I knew it?
Yeah, okay. No, I don't know. I want to be humble here. I want to be humble. I was more proud. I was more proud. I think it was kind of one of
okay.
those situations because it's a community thing, you know, and we want to keep it that way that you know everybody's included in it, but we wanted everybody to have a fun time. When you know that it exists and it's kind of an underspoken thing, you bring everybody together, and all of a sudden, kids who are you know playing for different schools. You know, back in their leagues, and they don't really, all of a sudden they're sitting next to each other on the benches. It's the coolest thing. It just seems lacrosse is on top of everybody's mind, and that's what we want.
That's cool, man. Hey, Casey Powell had his Casey Powell shootout during the All-Star game weekend and everything like that. And I went out there and jumped for the kids, you know, all the days, you know, from the opening to the closing and stuff. And it was a big hit, the Casey Powell, my drumming and everything like that. Would you guys do something like that? Like, in other words, like having the professional atmosphere and everything like that for the youth lacrosse and the Houston chapter did a great job out there too as well. But are you guys planning on continuing that stuff?
That's definitely something we're looking into. I don't want to say anything until everything is kind of written in storm and we've made our plan, but there's no way we're not going to be involved with the youth lacrosse team around here. And especially if we can help represent our area and do some bigger tournaments and stuff like that, that's definitely an involvement we want to be part of. I mean, that's just how we do it. We take care of each other.
And I was checking it out that Houston is a great place to live as well. Like the even like stuff like the logistics of cost of living and everything like that. It's I think like less than an hour from the beach, from the Gulf and everything like that. So like, I would think the players would actually eventually say like, well, let's just not just travel to here, to our games. We could actually even live here, huh?
Exactly. Now you're figuring out, don't tell everybody my strategy. Now you're telling everybody
okay,
my strategy.
Sorry,
yeah. There you go again.
go ahead, Cushman. I'm gonna let you have the hotline, man. You just go for whatever, man. Go for it.
No. I you don't gotta hand it over to me like that. I'm just excited to be bringing all this stuff here to Houston. So, but we're gonna make it happen down here, and we're gonna get everybody involved, and everyone's gonna be part of it. You know, these red tails are gonna fly. So we'll see you on the other end of the line.
and Jim Cushman, I had the pleasure of Timon Lorenzo introduced me to you at the All-Star game. He said, "This is Cushman. You'll be hearing about him." I'm like, "Okay, cool." But you had a smile on your face, like ear to ear smile. Huh? You know what's going on, don't you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, JoJo. I was just smiling because I got to meet you. That's the deal here. That's the deal. I was smiling because I got to meet you. Do you remember? I remember what happened. I was running down the main alleyway and I saw the door open. Were you getting ready? And I just stopped and I was like, JoJo.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised that. How many kids and parents knew who I was when I went to Houston. Like, all the parents and kids, they knew who I was. I was like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, guy. Yeah, I think most people know who you are. If they don't, they need to.
Mm. I get over here to Houston, JoJo. Hey, okay. What about the Houston and the Houston sports teams? Not just for lacrosse, but Houston sports, meaning the Houston Rockets and the Houston Texans and, you know, J.J. Watt and the old Hakeem Olajuwon. What is?
Oh, I love it.
Houston, right? What is Houston going to bring to the table for Houston, the Houston lacrosse? What are you guys going to bring to those, like, Rudy Tomjanovich kind of types of people and everything?
Oh, you want to know what our buzzword is around the office? Our buzzword is hustle. We hustle around here, and that's on the field and off the field. And that's what we say. So if you're going to be part of our team, we expect you to hustle. And this is sometimes it's hard to do in this hot heat, but only the strong survive. So you're only going to get the finest because the cream is right up to the top.
I like it. So that hustle means a lot of stuff. I'm digging it. Hey, Coach, we still have a couple of minutes, but I'm going to ask you my I have a JoJo's hidden trick question for you. Okay.
Oh, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. You know, the first time on a radio show here, and then this is what you're here to try to give me a trick question?
I mean, I have a JoJo's hidden trick question for you.
All right. Shoot. Let's hear it.
Okay. If you had the chance to meet Earl Campbell, Hakeem Olajuwon, J.J. Watt, or whomever else that, let's just say Neil Armstrong, back in the day, who would you like to meet?
Wait, so at their prime or like right now? I think out of the list you said right now, it's probably going to be. I've always been a big fan of Nolan Ryan. Actually, love Nolan Ryan. He's my guy.
Okay.
He's got a little attitude. Knows how to wrestle.
Awesome, and of course you would be honored with any of those.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would sit at the table with a couple of them.
All right, that would be awesome. Hey, so man, I don't know, man. I'm excited, man. What would you do? We still have like about 45 seconds, but I don't want to let you go yet, man. Who's gonna be? Like, let's just say we have less than 60 seconds, but let's just say. You're at the draft table for Major League Lacrosse, and you got the first or the second pick. What style of player are you going to go for? Are you going to go for offense or defense or just whoever's best at that position right then?
I'm going to talk to the coaches on that one. There's no way I'm going to say anything without those guys having some input. Trying to lead me astray again here. I like it. I like their effort.
I'm trying to hustle, Coach.
You're trying to hustle me here. I see what's going on. I respect it. From one hustler to another, I respect it. But I'm not going to give you any of that kind of stuff quite yet. But just to let you know, we're definitely thinking about it. We're definitely thinking about who it might be.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for time. I'm looking forward to having you on again.
Yeah. Same to you, JoJo. I hope everything goes well, and we'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
Awesome. Everybody, find Houston on Facebook. Find them on Twitter. Houston MLL. Just search it, man. Houston MLL. I'm thinking that the percentages are pretty high because the fans, Cushman, Timon Lorenzo, just Houston deserves a Major League Lacrosse team, man. They earned it, and so did Atlanta. And my other guest is Dallas. And I'm just thinking, man, let's make it happen, everybody, man. Let's push for it. I'm excited for it, man.
Thanks, JoJo. I really appreciate it, man. You're a great guy.
You too, man. Thank you. And just a little inside story. A lot of the parents and the kids were saying, JoJo, we're not going to let you leave Houston. I'm like, uh-oh.
We'll talk later.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, bro.
Right on. Looking forward to having you on again.
Yep.
Everybody, this was It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Until next time, till next week, man. Next week, I think we're going to have somebody from Australia. The team, my international lacrosse flavor is going to be on. I think we're going to have somebody from Australia on and quite possibly from Japan.